This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Jesus spends his last night on earth preparing his disciples for his death. And he does it over a Passover meal. The Passover celebrated God's rescue of Israel out of Egypt. For thousands of years, the Israelites ate lamb and drank wine as reminders of God's rescue from Pharaoh. But Jesus tells his disciples that these symbols no longer point back, but now they point forward to him. Like the bread was broken, Jesus will be broken. Like the lamb was sacrificed, Jesus will be sacrificed. And like the wine was poured out, Jesus' blood will be spilled. Jesus says this will all happen because of a traitor. The disciples start fighting about which of them is most likely to betray Jesus, and their argument devolves into a contest about who is the greatest disciple. Jesus rebukes them. He tells them that the greatest is the least, and that the last is the first. Greatness is not gained by how many serve them, but how many they serve. Jesus then warns them that following him is about to get much more difficult. A demonic power has overtaken Judas and is hunting Peter. Jesus prophesies that Peter will deny him three times. Jesus is warning them that the peaceful days and ways of Jesus' ministry are over. The disciples misunderstand Jesus and think he means that they're going to start fighting, and Jesus just tells them to drop it. But when Judas arrives to betray Jesus, one of his disciples cuts off the ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus rebukes him for doing this and heals his accuser as they arrest him. Peter follows Jesus to the high priest's house, only to deny knowing him there three times. Each of Jesus' prophecies comes true. Judas betrays him. He is arrested like a transgressor of Roman and Jewish law. Peter denies him three times. Ironically, the men who arrested Jesus blindfold him and mock him as a prophet, asking him, "Who's beating him?" Jesus is not just a prophet, but the prophesied one. Jesus secures a final exodus that saves Israel from death and transgression by becoming the Passover lamb and becoming a transgressor for us. Because Jesus is willing to have his blood poured out like wine and his body torn like bread, death passes over us like it did for Israel in Egypt. Isaiah 53:12 says that Jesus bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This is why Jesus prayed over Peter, who denied him three times. It's why Jesus forgave the soldiers who nailed him to the cross, and why he promised the thief hanging next to him that he would enter paradise. Jesus is the prophesied Passover lamb who becomes like a transgressor and a criminal. His death in our place has uniquely qualified him to pray for us and to save us. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who promised full and final deliverance for his people. And may you see Jesus, who was numbered among the transgressors, so that through his sacrifice, sin and death might pass over us.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.